Today I'll be touching on the subject of hope. Now, the biblical concept of hope is very different than, you know, the ways that we probably use the word today. And we may talk about hoping that it may not rain, especially if we had just washed our car, which inevitably always happens, which is why I don't wash my car except once a year. That and living on a dirt road. But, you know, when we say that we hope that it won't rain, we realize that there is a chance that it may. So we're not confident that it will or won't rain. Slightly different. Now, as I am looking for work right now, I'm hoping that a job opens up. Now, this type of hope is a different type, because this hope will become a job. So then this is also faith. So then are hope and faith the same thing? Well, Webster defines faith as unquestioning belief, complete trust, or confidence. Hope, rather than, is defined as a feeling that is what is wanted will happen. Desire accompanied by expectation. So looking at Webster's definition of both these words, we see that hope works with faith, but it is not faith. Now, Romans 15 and verse 13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So Paul describes God here as a God of hope. And he states that he's also placed his hope in us. So hope involves having a confidence and a desire, and it's what leads us to exercise our faith. When we walk in faith, we are actually abounding in hope because our feelings are aligning with God's word and our desires become accompanied by expectation and confidence. Now, when that expectation becomes materialized, we know that God has acted on our behalf and we see the process of our faith being fully exercised. If you will, let's turn to Hebrews 11 and verse 1. We'll break this into two parts. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. It starts by saying, "Now faith is." So faith here is present tense. It's what's taking place right now. Mark 11, verse 24 puts this into perspective when Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." Now that caveat is, of course, in James 4 and verse 3, where James talks about being careful of what we pray about and what we ask for. But the two words to focus on in Matthew 11:24 is believe and received. You know, when we pray, we have to believe that we will receive what we have petitioned God for. Believe is in the present tense, and it should be immediate once we have prayed. We should have belief in it. While received is in the past tense. Now, Christ is saying once we have prayed, we must believe that we are going to receive it. So going back to Hebrews 11 and verse 1, continuing on, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So hope here is also future tense, something that we expect to happen in the future. And it becomes a part of a vital part of our spiritual lives and our regular natural lives. And so we have hope that Christ will return. We know that this is going to happen, and we continue to hope for it. And we rejoice in the knowledge of what is going to happen, but is still something that is in the future. Galatians 5 and verse 5 says, "For we through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness." Also in Romans 8 and verse 24 says, "For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees?" When we are hoping for something in the future. So we've seen the importance of hope and the role that it plays here. We've seen that we must have confident expectation with hope. Now, faith believes that God can do something, while hope believes that God will do that something. It's one thing for us to have faith that God can meet our every need, but it's another to believe that He will. So our hope, brethren, is like many things in life. It should come from God. If you will turn to Romans 15 and verse 13. Romans 15 and verse 13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." I think I already quoted that scripture. That's okay. Repetition. So what is it that we should be hoping for? What is it that we all should be hoping for? And I already mentioned it. We should be hoping for Christ's return, for Him to set up the kingdom of God. If you turn to 1 John 3, in verses 2 and 3, it says, "Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." If you turn to Romans 8 and verse 22. Romans 8 and verse 22. "Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the sonship, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one hope? Why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So we see that hoping should lead to action. Becoming pure, having the first fruits, to gain these things, it takes action. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13 tells us that three things remain: faith, hope, and love. Now, with these three ingredients, anything is possible. If you will turn to 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8. Where it says, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation." Now, if you reference this with Ephesians 6 and verse 13 through 16, where it talks about the whole armor of God, if you look in verse 17, it tells us to take the helmet of salvation. So we have here in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8 the helmet, which is the hope of salvation. And also in Ephesians 6, the helmet of salvation. So one of our hopes then, obviously, is for salvation. This hope should give us the strength to purify and to fight on in preaching the Word of God. Now, Proverbs 13 and verse 12 states that hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Well, that tree of life, brethren, it's soon coming. This is our hope. And whatever else there is, it pales in comparison. So let's continue to arm ourselves with faith, hope, and love, and use it to its fullest extent.